Let us pray. God, sometimes we hear your call, especially from Jesus, and we doubt, we're afraid. But help us remember you are with us every day of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
So go therefore and baptize all nations in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And remember, I'll be with you even to the ends of the earth. Blah, 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 God loves you. The setting is that in Matthew is the last chapter. Last week, he's risen from the dead, and boom, in Matthew, he has now called the disciples outside of town to this mountain where he is going to give them their last big call. He's ascending into heaven, and he's going to give one last shot, a big emotional send-off. You know, it's kind of like the coach with the big game of the year wanting to get that last bit of energy into them before they go into the first part of the game. Go, go, go. But you know what? Lots of times people recoil. They're afraid. They even maybe feel guilty. I mean, like, what does Jesus really want us to do? Do you want us to go door to door with pamphlets? Maybe talk out loud about my faith? Read the Bible in public? I mean, heck, I don't even want to read the Bible at church. So sometimes we get defensive. And we even may think about the history of this Great Commission in terms of how people interpret it badly. Everybody's heard about the Crusades. They went across Europe in the name of God, right? Or the European colonization. Manifest destiny. Not respecting that other people had religions different from them. But you know what? We can't hide behind all that. We can't make excuses for human error, human judgment problems. So let's get at the bottom of what is this great command all about. God created us to live freely. Genesis, God created the heavens and the earth, and God said, all is good. And the bottom line is, the disciples were not God's army, sent out to make everybody think like they do. Nor are they some corporate executives that are trying to advance and market some trademark. They were followers of the crucified and risen one. They were simple, garden variety, everyday men who were called to invite people to extend out this Christian family to all kinds of people, numbskulls and cowards and scallywags, broken people and beautiful people. And they could identify with all of them because they could probably fit into some of those categories sometime in their life. Blah, 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 God loves us. They didn't have any theological degrees. They hadn't even gone to a diakonia class. They were trying to learn as they went, following Jesus' teaching, following Jesus' modeling, and passing it on to other people in very simple ways. Turn the other cheek. Go the extra mile. You got two shirts and somebody hasn't got one, give it away. love one another. Love the stranger. Love the enemy. Take this love and embrace it. And then Matthew introduces this idea of the Trinity. God the Father loved us so much that he breathed life into us. God the Son loved us so much that he went to the cross to die for us that we may have eternal life. And God the Spirit loved us so much, he promised to be our light in the dark, to be our advocate, to walk before us, to walk beside us, to walk behind us every day of our lives. So blah, 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 God loves us. So you're wondering, how come, didn't change the screens up there. There's one up there with kids and Jesus saying this. So where did I get this phrase from? I didn't make it up. Happens to be their father told me something. He took his kids to church every Sunday after Sunday school. Older daughter, younger son. And he gave them some latitude. The girl always brought dolls in her coloring book and the boy brought his Hot Wheels. And he watched them and he thought, after a while, am I doing the right thing? Are they really getting anything out of this service? I mean, dolls and Hot Wheels and coloring books. So one Sunday afternoon he says, tell me, what are you getting out of the service? I mean, what do you have about your faith? The girl looked up and said, Dad, I've got it. Well, what have you got? She says, well, the pastor talks every week about different things about Jesus and God. You know, blah, 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 God loves him. And he says, so some stuff is a little more complicated. You don't get it all, the other things you do understand. But in the bottom line is, you see that God loves you every day. Yeah, Dad, duh. The little boy looks up and says, me too. So he tells me about this. And I'm amused to begin with. Then he says to me, so am I doing the right thing? I said, she's got a basic message for all of us. All of us who are afraid to send forth the gospel. It's about repetition. The themes are different from Sunday to Sunday, but underneath it all, it's blah, 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 God loves you. Core values, over and over, redundancy. Let's keep this simple. We all can do this. We can all talk about things in our garden variety ways. We don't have to put on a different face. We can talk about it as if we're talking to a friend. Simple repeat of the things that we feel as core values, some of them as I've listed today. So Paul is struggling with his congregation in Corinth. Sometimes they're absolutely brilliant, and sometimes he thinks they haven't got it at all. In the last chapter of the second letter to Corinthians, he says, put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Talk about the basics. Invite people into the community. The damaged, the foolish, the beautiful people. All learning about God's love. And that's our message to us. Let's keep it simple. Blah, 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 God loves us. God the Father created us, breathed life into us. God the Son died for us because he loves us so much. God the Holy Spirit promises to walk with us every day of our life. Believe in those core values. Proclaim them. Invite other people into them. Be embraced by God's love. Embracing God's love. Blah, blah, blah. God loves us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.